Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Yvonne McCoy. Welcome to I'm Ready for Me. I'm ecstatic you're taking this time for yourself, especially at the beginning of 2015. I'm ecstatic this year, and I know that this year is not going to be like any other. Let's totally astound ourselves. And I said this each episode, and I truly believe it. When it comes to your passion and feeling alive, a balanced life is an essential building block. It makes your mind so important. And I want to see if you're willing to unleash that power for your lifelong success. One of the biggest lessons I learned was when I have success, you know, in all areas of my life that are connected to my life goals, things just go better. So here's to healthy, wealthy, and alive in 2015. So today we're going to do, we're going to talk about achieving success every day in 2015 anyway. So what is success anyway? I think it's being happy. What makes you happy while you're achieving your goals? Well, you have to learn to kind of enjoy the journey and be happy every day anyway, regardless of what happens. And what I'm learning and what I've learned from other people is success and happiness are choices. And I realize, you know, if you only focus on one area of your life, you know, like building your business or getting, you know, healthy, then the rest of your life can be a mess as you're reaching for these goals. And I call this managing the middle. What changes are you willing to make in 2015? People who are successful and happy intuitively know that their success is the sum of all their life choices. So we want to look at some strategies to help you make choices to increase your success and be happy getting there. And how fast do you really want to see results? Do you want to see exponential results? You know, that's, I think, what we are all looking for. So here's to healthy, wealthy, and alive. You know, I can't help but think that this is the time of the year we all start thinking about setting goals and setting New Year's resolutions. And, you know, with the holidays on our mind, it's easy to reflect on how your family typically handles success and failure. And I've said this before. Every time I go, you know, get to this time of the year, I'm always interested to see how the different people in my, you know, in my life handle what goes on. And, you know, I find it really interesting that my aunt, who's 97, is funny and active. I mean, she has problems, and she's still happy. My mother, her sister, who's 92, seems to be inactive and mad and is unhappy. And if you knew their stories, it should be just the opposite. And it makes me realize, you know, every year that life is really about choices. The other thing that I realize is that as I look back on my success and failures during 2014, you know, it seems to me that it's a lot easier to remember the failures than the successes. And I think that's just the mindset that I have to keep working on because I have to keep self-correcting myself. And just because that's the way I think doesn't make it true. You know, I basically have probably made a choice to focus on the failures, but you can make a choice to focus on the successes. So let's see if we can learn from our failures and focus on the successes. I think one of the things that I'm feeling so optimistic about 2015 is, you know, that we spent a lot of time planting seeds and putting down the foundation for things that are going to come to fruition in 2015. And I don't know about you, but I have a very optimistic point of view about this year. And one of the things that I shared on the last show was that I made a choice to combine my two websites and businesses and define my focus. And this has been, it's been scary, but it's been very liberating. Surprisingly, as I told people about this, I found that I achieved an incredible amount of clarity and energy, and even better, as I was clear on what I wanted to get accomplished, you know, what was important to me, I found people who were interested in getting that as well, getting that from me. So it has been an exciting actually, ever since I had surgery in August to, you know, the end of December has been an incredible period of learning and you know, growing. So let's see what we're going to look at today. So the first thing we're going to look at is the different mindsets that we need to take a look at so that we can change and have exponential growth. Then we're going to look at using the three P's, the procedural, the personal, and the proactive in terms of setting our goals and problem solving. And then five strategies to be happier while you're achieving your success. And, of course, I'm always going to give you an assignment and an action plan. So, you know, one of the things that I realized is in going forward in my life is that I don't want to struggle all the time. I mean, this was very evident to me in terms of losing weight, that I didn't want my life to be constantly a focus on food. And one of the things that I've had more clarity about is that I don't want to struggle with my business and stuff anymore either. You know, trying to keep the two business, you know, segments of my business separate, you know, the health and the career. And it's funny because when I actually started out, I had a philosophy of adept living, which was, you know, living your life expertly as a skilled and well-trained and thoughtful person. And the idea was that there were three segments of that. There was adept health, adept wealth, and adept self. And someplace along the line, I, you know, divided it into health and wealth, you know, and business. And now that I put them back together again, I have to tell you that it's a little scary, but it just feels right, okay? And I know that, you know, as you're going through your life doesn't have to just happen to you. You can learn and use success strategies and systems that can, consciously enrich your life. You know, whether those choices fall into those different categories of health, wealth, and self, the result is that you'll be able to create a bolder, more dynamic life. And I think that's, you know, what we're all looking for. And regardless what area you're looking for, if you can come up with systems and strategies, you can shortcut a lot of things because you have a way that you know that you're going to get consistent results. So, you know, the process begins with discovering and focusing on what you envision in all areas of your future success. You know, you expand your horizons fearlessly when you have those strategies and systems to handle change, goal setting, problem solving, managing resources, and you can move a lot faster. You know, in order for you to to get to that successful life that you've always wanted, you only have to be, you know, empowered and design your lifestyle so that it's easy and you're not always struggling. And, you know, the health part of this is that I lost over 200 pounds and I'm keeping it off and I'm still losing. And part of this is because I've developed a powerful vision for what my health, you know, should look like. But you can do this in any area of your life, okay? So I'm ecstatic to take this journey with you. I hope you will take the journey with me as I combine all these different segments. I'm not sure how that's actually going to show up in the show, you know, whether I'm going to be giving several different examples, in all different areas of, you know, when we talk about strategies, or whether I'm going to just talk about one thing one week and one thing another, but we will see. So I would like you to hang out with me, so be sure to click on the like button in the upper left-hand corner, and let's get it done, okay? So regardless what area of your life that you want to improve, okay, improve or get better at or whatever, in order to get the best results, you're going to need to make change, okay? And so here's the thing that's really important about change. Change kind of is not a choice. I mean, it is a choice in that, you know, you have the option of choosing or not choosing. But not choosing is a choice, right? So you have to make a choice. The other thing is, even if you stay exactly the same, the world around you keeps changing. And so where you might have been relevant or where you may have been at your best at one point, as the world changes, you have to do something to keep up with it. So, for instance, if you're looking at business, right, you know, I'll never forget when they brought in the fax machine. I mean, I thought that was like the worst thing possible because, you know, up to that point you could say it was in the mail. I'm mailing it to you, you know, the reports to the office, and it didn't matter if you mailed it at 3 or at midnight. It got there pretty much at the same time. But with the fax machine, suddenly people wanted things like in the next, you know, half an hour, that kind of thing. And it was like it put a totally different speed into your life. And so it changed the way people viewed you. It changed the way that you operated in your world. Now, between, you know, the internet and texting and stuff, I mean, if it takes you more than, you know, 30 seconds, you know, we think there's something wrong. So change is something that you have to deal with regardless. And so the point of it is, how do you do it the best? You know, to anchor your change into your values, your beliefs, and your behavior. The other thing about change that's important, and this is someplace that I guess I'm kind of doing some thought in my brain, is I think it's true that the direction is more important than the speed, okay, that you should really be looking, you know, at your decisions as a compass and not a clock, okay, but part of what I'm looking at is I don't want to take forever to get where I'm going. And so am I willing to be more fearless and take bigger, bolder steps and get there faster, all right, than to take the smaller steps? And I guess the bottom line is you have to find a pace that's right for you, okay? When I lost the weight, I definitely took my time. I mean, it took me like 15, 16 years to lose it. But I found out a lot about myself that made the journey worthwhile. Would I have liked to have done it in 10 years? Yeah, I think I could have learned the same thing in 10 years that I did in 16 years. And so that's why I want to go back and kind of revisit that. Can I do it faster? Can I have more speed? And I think what you have to look at is what is, you know, for yourself, is what is the fastest speed that you can go and still stay in the same direction? So, for instance, if I'm making a decision, the question is, first, am I going in the direction that I want to go? Two, am I going at the fastest speed that I possibly can go and still keep in that direction? So the choice has to do sometimes with clients. So, for instance, if you pick a client that you can get the money fast, okay, but it's not really in the direction that you want to go, is that really the right choice? Well, only you can make that decision. But you have to be aware that that client is going to build your expertise in an area that maybe you don't want to, you know, be well known for, okay? And we all do this at times. So, the idea is that you go in the right direction most of the time. And then, of course, even though you're going in the direction, you have to be able to follow through and sustain your actions as you go to your goals, all right? So one of the things that happens is aligning, you know, your actions with your timeless principles, okay? That happens to get you in the right direction. It's not always about control. It's more about alignment. And, you know, when you take a look at 2014, you have to kind of ask yourself, what went right in 2014? So as you're evaluating what went on, you may have been going in the right direction, but maybe didn't get where you wanted to go, okay, as opposed to the things that maybe look like successes but were not in the right direction. And so the question is, what would you like to be different in 2015? How would you like to, you know, come up with those questions that you can have that are going to help you to stay on the track and get the kinds of things, go in the direction that you want? Like I said, I think it's interesting to me that I feel like I planted a lot of seeds, and as I got this clarity about what I do, the fact that I'm a very practical kind of person, that I believe in having systems that you can use in all different parts of your life, and I spoke with different people, and, you know, I went to holiday parties and, you know, met with clients and stuff like that, and put that out there, that I'm practical, that I can help you do the practical stuff to get results that you're looking for. How many people were like, yes, this is exactly what I need for my team? So it was really interesting to me. So I want to share one of those systems and go back and revisit it. And that's the three P's, okay, the procedural, the personal, and the proactive. I found that this is really, in terms of critiquing things and doing evaluations, this is great in a business setting, but it also works well in a personal setting, okay, because what it means is to look at the procedural issues before you look at the personal issues. And, you know, if you're looking at, on a personal level, you know, like, for instance, when you're losing weight, the first thing you say to yourself is, let's say if you eat something you're not supposed to or you gain a little weight, the first thing, you know, you go to is the personal. I'm a terrible person. Why don't I have any self-control? Blah, 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 blah. In a business setting, you tend to say, what's wrong with this person? You know, why aren't they doing what they're supposed to do, all right? And so I want you to chunk that up a little bit and say, what procedures are in place that are going to help to be successful? So one of the procedures might be, you know, can that person do their job? Is everything there that they need? Okay? You know, procedural is what needs to change so that it can be corrected. So you want to look at systems, because systems are going to leverage your time and maximize your results. Systems, procedures, processes, or methods of obtaining consistently successful outcomes. You can, like, set it and forget it. So a real simple example of that is, you know, the copy machine. I mean, I know when I was in an office, the copy machine was always running out of paper. And, you know, so instead of just blaming people, you know, is there a procedure in place that might fix this? So it might be as simple as saying to somebody, you know, Friday night before you leave, make sure you fill the copy machine, or that you pick certain days of the week. And that would be the answer, okay? In my personal life, I have a tendency that drives my husband crazy, that I kick my shoes off as soon as I come in the door, and they were always all over the place. And so, you know, fixing that was, I didn't want to lug them upstairs to the shoe rack I had upstairs. So simply putting the shoe rack downstairs near the front door put a stop to that. It was a simple procedural thing. I didn't have to, you know, we didn't have to get into, why are you so upset about this? Why can't I seem to get this right, okay? So I still take my shoes off when I come in the door, but they're not all over the place, right? In terms of the copy machine, you know, you've assigned somebody the procedure so that it happens. You know, on a personal level, when you go to the personal, okay, your goal is to be exceptional, right? You want the person to be exceptional, you want yourself to be exceptional, okay? And so you want to make sure that you're giving more than somebody wants, that you're coming with solutions, that you're going to, you know, meet the deadline faster, under budget, you know, that kind of thing. And so what you want to look at is the idea, when you're looking in a business setting, if you're looking at people, okay, do they have that mindset? Do they know that's what you're looking for? Okay? I mean, I used to say to my supervisors, here's the bottom line. If you discover a problem and you come to me with a solution that you want to try, chances are really good that I'm going to let you do that. If you have a problem and you just want to whine, chances are I'm probably not going to listen. I mean, it's not that I'm purposely not listening, but, you know, it's just going to come out blah, 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 blah. Also, in your own personal life, you know, you want to make sure that you are the best you that you can be, okay? You want to get big results. You want to be indispensable. You want to, you know, and you want those in your employees too. So if I were going to continue with the shoe example, okay, if you came up with a solution for me, if I put the shoe rack downstairs and I still ignored it, then that would really be personal, because I wouldn't be taking personal responsibility. You know, and so when you do those procedural things, it's really important that you get buy-in from other people that it's going to affect. And then the P part is the proactive, okay, so that you're being proactive so to keep things from happening. So as you're coming up with the solution, you want to think about what would happen in the future. So with the copy paper example, you know, the other part to that might be, if you're doing a big copy job, then it's their responsibility to refill the paper slot. Okay, now those are really simple things. I mean, you can use these in, you know, lots of different situations, but it's easy to remember. It's like a post-it for the mind that I talked about. You can use it in business. You can use it for yourself. Okay, I mean, it could be as simple as saying, why am I not getting this, you know, certain thing done? Why am I not getting this report in? Let me see. Procedurally, let me see what I have to do. Well, I can't do it before a certain time because I don't have the information before then. But I've got plenty of time to do it, but I keep putting it off to the last minute. So let me set, you know, maybe an artificial deadline for myself, right? And if I do that personally, maybe I'll give myself a reward, okay? So those are the three P's. That's one of the ways to take a look at the fact that you've got a system in place that you can use all over your life, all right? So, like I said, this is the time of the year that we are taking a look at, you know, you're kind of thinking about 2014 and you're looking at 2015 and you're saying, okay, what do I want to be different, okay? And I think that there is a real difference between people who put off being happy. I can't be happy until a certain thing. I can't feel good until something else happens. I think those people, generally speaking, hardly ever are happy or not happy as much as they could be. All right? The people who enjoy the journey, people who take time to see things along the way, I think feel a lot better about it. So the five strategies that I'm going to give you are things that you can do as you're working at your success. So the first one is, you know, is to stop worrying. Worrying never got anything done or made anything better. And it's a very hard habit to break. I mean, my brother-in-law had a liver transplant, and apparently his body seems to be rejecting it. They're trying one more thing. And I said to my husband, he doesn't seem worried enough to me. I mean, I couldn't believe that's what I said, but that's what I said. And my husband looked at me and said, what do you always say? Worrying doesn't make it better. And I thought, that's true. There's absolutely nothing he can do. I mean, he can have a positive attitude. He can follow the treatment and stuff, but there's nothing really that he himself can do to change that around. So don't worry, choose success. And if you believe you can be successful and act that way and enjoy the present moment, you know, it's a habit that you can practice and is worth having. You know, having a certain certainty, a firm conviction, you know, in the effectiveness that you're going to be successful, that you're going to have an effective tactic or strategy that's going to make you successful, is going to be something that's really going to help along the way. I mean, I've often said to people, especially, you know, when you're losing weight, if I said to you that you absolutely could not fail at this, that you would reach your, you know, the weight that you want to be at some point in time, could you relax and just be happy about what's going on right now? And I think sometimes it's very hard for us because we say, I'm trying to get to this point and I can't get there, right? What if I don't get there or I'll never get there? That's why we beat ourselves up personally, okay? And it's not worth it. So live in the moment. Find joy at present things that are going on and, you know, appreciate what you have. And, I mean, it could be a really simple thing. Like, I have to say that my grandson makes me laugh. I mean, sometimes I'm, like, really, it's like, I don't have time to do this. I don't want to, you know, and he's like, Nana, I want to show you this. You know, he's 4 years old, and he's just really, really active. And when I just relax and say, you know, I've got 5 minutes to do this, I really enjoy usually what he has to tell me, okay? The second strategy is, you know, to counteract those negative thoughts and feelings. You can be who you want to be right now, no matter what your situation looks like. This also means that there are some times when it can be hard, you know, when it's hard even for successful people. I mean, we all have doubts. But the idea is throw out the negative stuff, figure out, you know, what's important to you, okay, so that you can live that way, okay? And one of the ways that I find it's really easy to do that is, for instance, is to say, use the ER, you know, I can move better. I give better service. I'm more disciplined now than I was before. If you can't say that you're disciplined or if you can't say that you're, you know, energetic or you can't say something else that, you know, you want to that reflects your business, say you're more that than before, okay? And that way, you know, what you want to do is take a look at what your values are, okay? I told you a good way to do that is to look at your three descriptive words, right? So adventuresome was one of my words. Am I more adventuresome now than I was before? Yeah, I think I am. All right. You want to prioritize your values so that you can start converting those values into operating realities so that you're actually operating under what those values are. And I think the other thing is that it's when you have a sense of purpose, it's easier to find reasons to be successful now that are going to benefit your future. And as you look around yourself, the more you surround yourself with people who share your values, you know, the easier they are for you to live them. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, direction and speed. And so the other thing is to take a look at the speeds. Not every focus needs to move at the same speed. Okay, you may have some areas that you really want to put a huge amount of energy in. You want to look, you know, move very quickly. Okay, or you may have a situation which is not nearly, is not as high on your priority list, so you don't mind moving slower, you know. But the bottom line is everything that you do counts, and you have to make a decision to make those actions mean something, okay, and to realize, to take it into consideration what things are going to cost you more time, more money, more energy, okay. When you've got the big priorities, going fast is important because it's going to cost you more than the other things. So ask yourself as you're trying to, you know, prioritize your values, what excites and energizes me? What are my proudest achievements? How do I want others to remember me? What kind of value do I add that maybe somebody will pay a premium for? Like I said, when I went to one of the dinners, I was talking with someone who was, you know, doing merging two departments and stuff. And I said, well, you know, do you need some high-level planning? She said, no, I need the day-to-day stuff to get everybody to work the same way. That's me. I do that kind of stuff. I'm a very practical day-to-day kind of person. And so that energizes me. It energizes me to see people be able to overcome challenges that they have in their workplace or in their personal life, okay? So that's the third one. Prioritize your values. See how you can use them to excite and energize you and to put them out there for other people so that they know who you really are. Number three. You want to set aspirations and direction. We talked about directions before, but aspirations. And it's interesting because I read an article that said it's not motivation that works, it's inspiration. So you want to root out those unproductive and unhealthy habits, okay, whether it's in your business or whether it's in your personal life, so in all areas of your life. How do you spend your money? Does it make your life better? How do you feed your soul? How do you help your community? I mean, I think that those are all really important questions. You know, so for instance, not that every minute of your life has to be productive, but at the same token, when you're at work, right, you want to be as productive as you possibly can so that you can get the benefit of that. When you are doing other things in your personal life, like exercising, you want to be as productive as you possibly can. You want to be able to get big things done fast. You want to be decisive. You want to be self-reliant. You want to have focus. You want to, you know, be able to execute what you want. So, you know, you either are going to take actions that are, you know, going to get you more for your time and money or get you less for your time and money. So, you know, if you were looking at your business, a simple thing is how often do you have to order supplies? Do you have to actually, you know, are you constantly running out or do you have to constantly run to the store? Or do you have somebody that, you know, that you say, okay, here's our monthly order and you just do it once so that you always have what you need so that you can be productive, okay? Same thing in the house if you're talking about shopping, you know, or you're talking about clothes. I mean, how much stuff can you do online? How many times if you're going to run an errand, could you have done something else? I mean, it took me a long time to realize that if I had to go to the store to get something for work, I could also pick up something for home, you know, put it on different, you know, pay for it in a different way so I had separate receipts. But time-wise, it made absolutely good sense. And yet, when I was, you know, employed, it used to make me feel guilty, so I didn't do it. That's really silly. Okay, so you want to take your time and use it to the best of your ability. And that also means the same thing when you cut out time for yourself to be unproductive or just to be a space cadet. Enjoy it. Don't feel guilty because you haven't done something else. All right? That can make you, you know, make your life really miserable. So enjoy the downtime. work hard during the time you're working, right? Enjoy what you're doing. And probably most of all, you want to forgive yourself for the times when maybe you aren't doing kind of what you think you should be doing. I think the other thing is that you want to make sure that your long-term success depends on your ability to notice and appreciate the details, to keep it simple. And I think one of the things that happens with that is being engaged in meaningful activities. You know, keep it simple, but make it meaningful. Make it work for you, right? Finding reasons to be, you know, happy can definitely benefit your future, whether that's working in the community. The other thing is you want to make sure that you're always upping the quality bar, that you're doing better now than you did before. So I think that those are some of the things that are really important to being happy. And probably the last one is just maintaining an optimistic outlook. You know, every day is an opportunity to be better than yesterday. You can be who you want to be right now, no matter what your situation is. You can have gratitude for what you have. You can have certainty, a firm conviction that you are going to be successful and happy, okay? An unknown quote that I like is says, being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means you've decided to look beyond the imperfections. And it also means that you've learned to focus on the good. So, you know, if we go back and take a look, you know, we're taking a look at the mindset, that you're going to change your mindset, that you're going to decide how fast you want to be successful, how you want to, you know, do you want to do big things fast, right, so that you can start to see success along the way? Do you want to change the way you do things? Like, for instance, one of the things that, if you're looking at this mindset, is how much is your service worth? If you have to put a fee out there, how much is it worth? I mean, I think for a long time I kept my fees really low because I thought I could help more people that way. And I think what I realized along the way was a lot of times the people that I kept the fees low for were at a point where it still wasn't in their budget. And so trying to help them was keeping me poor too. And so at some point I said, I need to look for a client that can afford to pay me what I'm worth. Okay? So that was a change. That was a change in mindset. And it was one of those changes that didn't happen gradually. It was basically an aha moment or eureka moment where I said, I really need to do this. Okay? So that's a big change fast. And you see the results of that really fast. And then you just follow through with it. Okay? So that's the direction that you want to go in, and the speed that you want to go in is quickly. If you're looking to leverage your time and your energy, then, you know, look for systems and strategies that you can use in a lot of places. And so that would be the example that I gave this time would be the three P's: procedural, personal, proactive. If you think of this in terms of as a solution for problem solving, you could use this with customer service. You could use this with, in terms of giving evaluations to employees. You know, if you're saying you're not producing the way I would like you to produce, let's look at if there's some procedural things that we can do that we can change together so you can do your job better. If you're looking at yourself, you can use this. Okay, if you say, for instance, I'm not eating the way I should. Okay, procedurally, what has to happen for you to eat better? Well, you have to buy good food. You have to prepare good food. And so what's the procedure going to be like for that? So, you know, it could very well be that you cook some healthy meals over the weekend. You freeze some of them so that you've got some things that are there. I mean, for me, having, you know, pre-done salad is a must. Right? So and usually I have three different kinds of greens. I've got some spring greens, I've got some kale, and I've got some spinach. Okay, and I can use them in any way I want to make a salad that tastes different. I mean, I can do all spring greens, all spinach, all kale. I can mix them together so I can get a lot of different tastes out of the same three things. That's a procedural thing. Okay, there are things that I like that nobody else in my family likes. Okay, I like chili, and nobody else in my family likes chili. And so procedurally what I do is I buy a couple things of chili at Wendy's. I add some more beans to it, some more spices. I divide them up into containers and put them in the freezer. And when I, in the winter, like now, when I'm home and I want lunch and nobody else is here, I've got chili when I want it. And it's a healthy version of chili, and it works for me. So that's a system. That's a procedure that I can put into a system. Okay, if you can't figure out how to shop regularly, if you can't figure out how to make food regularly, okay, those are procedural issues, okay? The same thing in terms of getting your work done. There are probably better times than others to do certain work, for your business. For instance, typically for me, Monday morning is my time in the office because I figure everybody else is putting out fires and they don't want to hear from me. So that's the time I do a lot of my creative thinking. If I can line up a phone call with somebody I've been trying to catch, I will, although I do it hesitantly because, six out of ten times they end up with a fire so they can't talk either. But it's a good time. That's a procedural kind of thing, how I break my day up. In terms of conserving my time, I think of the day as in three parts, okay? There's the morning, there's the afternoon, there's the evening. I try to only work two of the three. I don't want to work all day, all afternoon, and all night because by the time I get to the end, I'm not any good, although there are some things that I can do very efficiently at night while I'm having downtime. I can research stuff, okay? Just go on the Internet and I don't feel like I'm wasting time because I'm watching my favorite TV show. I don't like to do research in the morning when I'm the freshest. So that's a procedural thing that works for me personally. And then proactive is to see what you can do to anticipate what's going to happen when you put in either a new procedure or, you have a problem that keeps coming. If it keeps coming up over and over again, then there's something wrong with the system. I heard somebody mention a book that was called I don't know if I can remember the title, but the bottom line of it was you don't need customer service if you do it right, because customer service is basically there to fix something that didn't go right. So that's that. Then the idea is to do whatever you can to be as happy as you can and enjoy right now. You can be who you want to be right now. You may not be a billionaire, but you still can enjoy certain pleasures that make you feel rich. I used to often say go shopping at the dollar store always made me feel rich because for $20 I could come out with a lot of bags, I kind of don't feel quite like that as much because, a lot of stuff that I get in the dollar store either breaks or whatever. But going into a Ross or going into someplace where things are inexpensive, buying a painting buying a picture, or buying a new frame for a picture that you've already got can make you feel kind of luxurious sometimes. It doesn't have to be the really big, big, big things, okay? So then we have the strategies about, how to be happy while you're achieving success, right? Don't worry, choose success. Know that as you're going along that you're going to have some failures. I mean, that's part of succeeding, Don't think negatively about those. Don't dwell on the failures. See what you can learn from them and keep on going. Did I do when I was doing it, did it energize and excite me? Okay. You want to, root out those unproductive and unhealthy habits so that, one, you're not spending the time and money on them, but, two, so that you're, so that you're healthier. You want consistent long-term success, and that has to do with, your ability to notice and appreciate detail, that you keep it simple, that you keep it going, that, you look and evaluate the speed and the performance that you're doing, that you are doing the best that you can. And the fifth is maintaining an optimistic outlook. Okay, all those things are going to help you to be happy, okay, while you're succeeding. The last couple months of the year, I with an accountability buddy, we did 21-day trackers. And I have to tell you that I was really amazed at what we got accomplished every 21 days that I would have never thought that I would have. So if you can track it or give yourself points or something like that, that can make it easier to take a look and say, I'm doing more now than I did before. So this week, you know, I want to propose some stuff while we're still early in January and you're looking. I want you to take a minute and write down a description of what your best life would look like. You know, this is not the first time you've heard this, but this is the perfect time to do it instead of thinking of a New Year's resolution. Set your expectations, okay? Make that decision to be happy and successful. And also, when you, you know, do that, give yourself, create some urgency. Give yourself a deadline. Give yourself, say, this is what I'm going to work on for the next 90 days, okay? So that you, you know, don't say, I'm going to get this done by the end of the year, okay? A month may be too short. You may want to say, this is what I'm going to get done in the next 8 weeks. But, you know, 90 days is enough time to really start to get a consistent action plan going. And that's the second thing we want you to do. We want you to have a big plan that you created urgency and be determined, you know, to finish strong. Now, here's the thing that I found, and I mentioned this in the beginning, kind of managing the middle. You start out strong, and sometimes you end strong, but in the middle, you're like, ugh. And that's one of the things that I like about, you know, working in 21 days, because it's a short enough period of time that you have to kind of keep going. You know, you're still got the energy from the beginning, and you've got the, you know, you're starting to get towards the end fast enough that you keep up that energy. All right, you may find something else works for you. Procedurally, what works best for you. Think about how you can use the three P's to solve problems and obtain your goals. See how you can use, maybe if not all the 5 points, just some of the 5 points, and make a plan for yourself. What does it look like? You might want to pick something for, you know, the healthy, for the wealthy, for yourself, okay, to keep that going. What can you do with, you know, think about yourself and figure out what you can do that you think people will pay a premium for. I mean, that sounds kind of weird here, but in your big plan, especially if you're looking at your you know, your wealthy, there are certain qualities that you have that people will pay a premium for. And remember, when you're doing this and you're looking at ways to do this, think about active and static strategies. So an active strategy is something that you have to make a, you know, a decision about. A static strategy is something that you maybe make the decision once and you're done. So a static strategy is something like, you know, automatic savings, right? You decide, you make the decision, you set it up, and you're done. You don't have to do it anymore. Taking a vitamin, if you have to take other medicine, you know, you just stick the vitamins right there, and that's a static. An active one is one where you have to make a decision every single time, okay? So have a combination of those. You want to look at what you're doing and build accountability, okay? If you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, it's going to be pretty hard to figure out if you did it well. So you want to build an accountability. You want to measure and adjust your performance. You want to set time frames. And you want to reward yourself. I mean, they can be simple rewards. It can be a simple reward of, if I work, you know, if I'm efficient at work, I can leave at a certain time and have more time to spend with my kids. It can be, I can leave work and spend some time at the gym. You figure it out. You figure out what reward actually works for you. So this is, you know, what I want to remind you about. I want you to have a certainty that you can have success and you can have happiness in your life, that you have to choose. That you have to make the choice that that's what you want and you are willing to use certain tactics and strategies to get that. And here's the other thing about goals. And this is like, you know, they've said this for a really long time. And it's that it's surprising that 84% of people have no goals at all. Okay? Of the 13% that are left, they have goals, but they weren't committed to paper. Only 3% of the people had clear written goals and plans to accomplish it, okay? And that's a difference and can put you at the top or the bottom, okay? That you take the time, especially right now, to set your intention, to really commit to paper, right? clear written goals and a big bold plan to accomplish them. Challenge yourself to do more than you think you can do, because chances are you will achieve more than you think you can do. There's a news list that I belong to. It's called The Power of TQ. And one of the things I like, it says, success is doing the right things the right way at the right time for the right reasons. Okay? It says effectiveness is doing the right things for the right reason. Efficiency is doing them the right way at the right time. And so, you know, that's what I would say to you. Take a look at, you know, what's the right thing the right way at the right time for the right reason? You know, have the certainty that you've got that part of the equation down pat and that you're good to go, okay? That you've given it some thought, that you are certain that you're going to succeed in whatever you're trying to put together, not only for this year, but for the other years of your life. And so include some important things that are long-term. Where do you want your business to be in 5 years? Where do you want your retirement to be? You know, how healthy do you want to be? What kind of vacations do you want to take? What do you want to do with your kids? What do you want to do, help your kids with once they're grown? What do you want to do with your grandkids? I mean, the choices are incredible. And you simply have to choose the ones that are right for you, that are going to make you happy and make you feel successful. So, you know, I've given you a lot of information. I'm part of it. I'm trying to figure out how to change stuff for myself, you know, like the idea of speed. I've always said it doesn't matter, you know, if you go fast or slow, and now I'm beginning to think it does matter. So I have to decide which ones I want to go fast on, which ones that I think I'm okay going slow. And again, I think that for me is a matter of priority. If it's a big priority, then I need to do it big and I need to do it fast. If it's a lower priority, then I can do it slower. So, you know, how are you going to use what you learn? And there's more than one way to move forward, as long as forward is the direction that you need to go in. And so I'm going to propose that you take some time. You know, I make the show 50 minutes so that you have 10 minutes to write down an action plan and get it started. And I have to ask you, how much effort are you willing to put into this? Are you willing to make, you know, take some information and use it daily so that your life can improve on a regular basis? Take a minute and figure out what actions you're willing to take and what it is that you want. So, I'm really glad that you took this time to come. I'm sure that we're going to hang out again. And like I said, you know, I'm in a new place in my life. I'm putting the show together in a different way. My head is so full of new ideas that I think is going to help us. I'm going to start sharing this information, you know, because I'm ecstatic as information, activation, motivation, evaluation, continuation, and success. So we're going to start thinking about this, seeing how we can bring, you know, all of this together under the Adept Living umbrella and start to see some really great success really early on in this year. So I want to make sure that you can turn your dreams into goals, your goals into plans, and your plans into specific actions that are going to get you there. And that you can be happy while you're on this journey. You don't have to wait till you get to the very end to be happy. You can be happy as you're going along. So from I'm Ready For Me and www.yvonnemccoy.com, and this is a different website that I'm giving you. This is Yvonne McCoy saying, remember to be empowered, design your life for ease, and have a formula that works for you. I'm ready for me. I'm ready to be healthy, wealthy, and alive. I'm ecstatic. And until our next show, I hope that you have many great days. I hope you'll be ecstatic too. And again, I am rebuilding my, putting my two websites together, and you can find it at www.yvonnemccoy, Y-V-O-N-N-E, McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y.com. And hopefully I'll be adding things there on a regular basis, but go check it out. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you'd like to know more about. And I'll be talking to you again. Be ecstatic.